Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, for He alone is worthy to be praised. Amen. Beloved of God, you're welcome to another episode, another Sunday, sweet Sunday episode of our 365 devotional challenge. You've been strong. You've been responsible for this because God is working in partnership with you to transform our life. And God is working in partnership with us to transform our lives, to take us to that place that He wants us to be, to take us to that place that He has already seen us occupying. But the devil has fought so hard and so much to keep us in the dark, to keep us comfortable, to make us settle for the less that is available now. But we say no, that we strive to the mark. Oh, la makushi. Lord, I give you all the glory. I give you all the adoration. I give you all the honor and all the praise belongs to you. Be thou exalted and be thou lifted up. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Do I have people in the house? Do I have children in the house? It's a Sunday and we are here for Him. Oh, Lashilibo Sapere do Senta Kilimo Shitabaras de Santa. Let us not forget our brethren. We have brothers and we have sisters that their faith are not as strong as ours, even in the periods of this pandemic. And they're saying, oh God, protect us. Oh God, have mercy on us. Oh God, shield us from this plague that is ravaging the land. We have something to say to them today, and that can be found in the scriptures. So, beloved of God, join me as we turn our scriptures to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 16. And I'm going to read from NIV, that's the New International Version. And it says, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Now, these are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Now, these are born again Christians, but are still gripped by fear. Oh, the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and of a sound mind. But there are still some people who believe in Jesus Christ, but they are still held bound by the spirit of fear. The Bible akens it to slavery, and it says that Jesus Christ will show up, and to those ones He will liberate them. He will free them from the bonds of slavery, of that fear that they have of dying. And we can even see it in our churches today. There are some people that come into the church all strapped up, you know, with their face mask and everything. Now, I'm not trying to point finger at anybody. Now, am I trying to diminish the level of people's faith? No, that's not what I'm trying to do. But I'm just trying to say that there exist such people in our midst. Just as some people are weak in adultery, some are weak in the areas of lying, others are weak in the areas of fear. Well, others are very courageous, and they have their hopes fully planted and fully seated in the Almighty God. There are some people that are going through a whole lot, and their faith is down. They are afraid for themselves and also for their families. And we are here to tell them that Jesus has the solution, and that no matter who they are, let them continue to serve Him just as they are, and the Lord Jesus Christ will set them free. Let them keep believing in the Savior. Yes, I didn't even budget for this to be like this, but God has taken control and is doing His will. He's doing His good pleasure in our lives. And if you're one of those out there and you're still riddled by the spirit of fear, you're still puzzled by what God has permitted to go on in the world in the time that we find ourselves, you still do not believe that the world is turning into what it's turning into now. You are so afraid that you're even contemplating taking the vaccines when it starts rolling out come December or maybe first quarter of 2021. I just want you to know that right now, that as you stretch out your hands, that we're going to pray and put your right hand on your chest, and you stretch out your other hand, you know, towards heaven, and say, repeat these words after me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart and make me bold. You have already said that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but that you've given us a spirit of power,
the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Please come and make effective that spirit in me now, so that I will be able to face the world a conqueror, a victor, and a true soldier of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you've said that prayer, I just want you to believe that God has answered you and he has come into your situation to pick you up, to add courage to you, to add strength and bravery to you, so that you'll be able to face and to fight with what is coming, because we don't know what those people are planning for us. But we are aware generally of the devices of the enemy, because the Bible says that we should not be ignorant of the devices of the wicked one. We know his agenda. He's planning to take over the world. He's planning to subject everybody using this Hegelian dialectic technique, which is for them to create a problem. After creating a problem, they now create a reaction, and after that reaction, they now recommend the solution. And all these three stages is nothing found in God. They are fake scientific based occultic manipulations that they are trying to subject all human beings under slavery and under a certain sort of martial law, so that they'll be able to reel out that number 666 and stamping everybody for the devil. But it is not going to work, because he that is with us is more than he that is in the world. Oh, I wish, beloved of God, that God will open your eyes for you to see the army of angels that are with us, protecting us and fighting our battles for us. So I want to tell you that it is not going to work. Their plan forced administration, or their planned mandatory vaccination or inoculation of people, will not succeed. It will not see the light of day, because God is with us. Hallelujah. And if you believe me, let me hear you say amen. Let me hear you jump and shout amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. So we're just going to do a beautiful song to the glory of God. And you know, it's so wonderful to know that he is now actually on our side, and his plans for us is good. So we are marching on for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are marching on. We are marching on. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against the job of God. We are marching on. We are marching on. Oh, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against the job. We are marching on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give him all the glory. We give him all the praise. We are marching on the gates of hell. The gates of hell. The Bill Gates of hell. All the gates of hell cannot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just feel,
you know, a heavy presence right here. I just feel a heavy presence, and I want you to know that it is settled. It is settled. Whatever you're going to beloved, it is settled. It is settled. It is settled this moment. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Receive the peace of God in your heart, because the gates of hell has failed to prevail against us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beloved, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you way more than I will ever do. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.